A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Almost every year, on December 21st, near the winter solstice, we hear this gospel of Mary's visitation to Elizabeth and the meeting from the womb of John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ. The life of John is also celebrated near the summer solstice, June 24th, on the feast of his nativity. It seems fitting that we focus our attention on John when we experience the greatest seasonal darkness and the greatest light, whether we live in the northern or the southern hemisphere. A prophet par excellence, John points to Jesus from the safety of the womb at the beginning of his earthly life and from the uncertainty of a prison cell at the end. Advent is the season of prophets. Nearly every day we read from an Old Testament prophet for our first reading. Isaiah calls us to walk in the light of the Lord, and points to a time when there will be no more war, death, or darkness. Zechariah tells us that the Lord is coming to dwell amongst us, and Malachi prophesies that we will be purified like gold and silver. In today's gospel, John, the one who is the voice crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord," is speechless. His actions are what point us to the Son of God in our midst. Elizabeth tells Mary, "At the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." Later on, John will call the people to a baptism of repentance on the banks of the Jordan River, but his first action of prophecy is one of pure delight. Elizabeth knows Jesus, present in the womb of Mary, through the joy of her baby. This year we celebrate the shortest possible Advent, spanning only 3 weeks and one day. This week we light the pink candle on our wreaths for the joy of our anticipation of the feast of Jesus' birth, and also for our joyful anticipation of that time when God will be all in all, when the light will completely overwhelm the darkness. As we contemplate the life of John, we might ask, how do we also point to the presence of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, by our joy? Oftentimes for adults, it is children who can teach us the most about this practice of living with joy. And sometimes, when we have the ears to listen, they are also the prophets within our midst, pointing the way to God. This past week, during a session of the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, I was meditating on the birth of Jesus with a 5-year-old boy named Holden. Together we read the words of the angel to the shepherds. "I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." "I wonder," I asked Holden, "I wonder if this baby is for us too, just as he was for the shepherds and Joseph and Mary." "No," he replied with certainty. "I think we are for the baby." As our Advent preparations and waiting draws to a close, the words of Holden have given me something new to pray about. How am I for this baby? How am I the gift to be offered him, even as I receive the gift of his birth anew in the celebration of Christmas? And in this new year, how will I point to Jesus with the very joy of my life in both darkness and light?